Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we join the conclusion of our two-part study of Galatians chapter 4, verse 7, in progress. The message is titled, The Inheritance of the Adopted Sons of God.
John 14, 2. The NIV says, In my Father's house has many rooms. Going to be like a glorified dormitory. Yeah, that's right. They're not going to our mansions. Amen. The ESV that a lot of these churches are changed to just says the same thing. Many rooms. The New American Standard says many dwelling places. Or tents, teepees, wigwams. I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam. Settle down, you're two tents. Get it? Some of you talked through my joke and you missed it. This is the Southern Baptist Bible, Holman Christian Standard, and it says the same thing, many dwelling places. Now, I just want to mention that as we're going on. The reason why these exist is because of cash. We don't need this many. Even if the Vatican text was the right text, you don't need all these Bibles. But, see, Zondervan had to have their copyright so no one else could make money on their Bible. And so then the Revised Standard Version had gone out of use, and so the National Council and I can't remember the publishing company came up with the ESV so they could make their money. And Zondervan doesn't make money off the ESV, but the ESV publisher doesn't make money off the NIV. So they had to have... And so then the New American Standard, same thing. And the Southern Baptist Convention thought, well, we're the biggest denomination in the country. We need to have our own Bible so we can make all the money. It's a scam. Just compare them. There's no reason for all these translations. It's the love of money, which is the root of all evil.
Yes.
It's not the money. It's the love of money. Yeah, Dre?
I heard a song before called In My Father's House. In My Father's House, there are many rooms.
Yeah, that's a Rich Mullins song who was converting to Roman Catholicism when he died. Yeah. Yep. Amen. Hogwash. Your Vatican version, new versions, are hogwash. There's a... There's a video out there over in Germany. A bunch of sodomites took the Bible, and they were throwing excrement on the Christians who were just standing up for their right to teach their own children and not have their children indoctrinated in the German public schools. And they, while they were protesting, they used pages of the Bible to wipe themselves with in public. I said, I hate to say it, but if that was an NIV they're using, it's actually pretty good use of it.
They're acting like monkeys now?
Yeah, animals. Back to the Bible or back to the jungle. That's the rule. I was telling them, you go down to Southern Ohio right now, and what you find is they're all going back to the old paganism of Europe. Most of them trace back to Europe. And you go look up the Druids, and that's how these people are starting to live down here. They have their festivals and their little communities they're living in now. They look just like the old Druids from Europe. Back to the Bible or back to paganism, back to the Bible, back to the jungle, however you want to say it. So our new home is a mansion. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. And Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Amen?
Yes.
So what will we be like in the New Jerusalem? Will we look like this?
Maybe without the glasses.
Yeah, I won't need glasses. How many of you have always seen and heard this image of heaven where there's we got a white robe, which is we actually will wear a white robe, but we got these big wings and we got the harp. And we just, eternally, we're going to sit on a cloud and play a harp. I don't care. I'll still play banjo music with it. You know, I'll play hillbilly music. But That's not what you're going to look like for eternity. And I don't even just mean the face. I mean the whole package of deal. No, that's not what you're going to look like. So what will we be like in New Jerusalem? Well, simple. We'll be like Jesus. That's what the Bible says. I actually talked to a Christian not too long ago, and I said, we were talking about heaven. He says, the Bible really doesn't say much about what we'll be like. I said, oh yeah, it does. 1 John 3:2, if you want to turn there. And I told him, I said, you know, we're going to be like Jesus. And he said, well, that's blasphemous. And I said, no, it's biblical. It's Bible. Well, he goes to the typical church where they never hear these kind of messages. And he has a new version, which evidently doesn't say what our King James says, because he claims he reads it. And he'd never seen this before. And so I opened my Bible up and showed him. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Again, a verse I would mark up in your Bible. If you're there, read that. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Folks, Jesus is glorified, and if you're not, and you're in His presence, you'll die. You go back to the book of Exodus, and there was a reason why God only allowed Moses to be in His presence, and then He shielded His presence from Moses and wasn't in His glory. But those people were told that if they even went up to the mount and touched it, they died. You, in an unglorified state, even as a saved person, in an unglorified state, in the presence of God Almighty, it would destroy you, and it would be more devastating than being present at ground zero when an atomic bomb went off. God is more powerful than an atomic bomb, people. He's the one who made the power in the first place. And in sin, no man will stand in His presence. Great white throne is going to be a bunch of people on their face. They are not going to stand there like they do with me and you and shake their fist and give all their reasons for not believing the Bible and all that nonsense that they know isn't true in the first place. They stand before God, they're going to hit the ground, face down. Hey, even the prophets in the Old Testament, look at how Isaiah acted when he saw the presence of God. He didn't want to look. And that was in a vision.
Right.
Philippians 3, turn there. You got to turn there. This is great if you're not familiar with this one. Philippians chapter 3. And verses 20 and 21, we will be like Jesus. Now, Jesus has no beginning. He is not created. But He is in the flesh. And He came in the flesh, died, was buried, and rose again. He then was glorified. And we're going to run some of these references in a minute. He was glorified. And then in the flesh, what He is exactly what we will be. We will be like Him. Now, Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, starts with verse 20. It says, for our conversation is in heaven. That means you're supposed to be heavenly minded. Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, read verse 21. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Just as surely as Jesus Christ is going to conquer and destroy sin and destroy the new world order and destroy this wicked system, just as surely as that, He is also going to change this vile body, this thing that breaks down. We have to have knee surgery to fix up all the time. We have ulcers, and we have all these aneurysms and things that are killing people, and people with holes in their heart and dropping dead. These vile bodies are going to be changed. And it says we will be fashioned like unto His glorious body.
Amen.
Jesus is come in the flesh.
Amen.
The perverted Bibles change that to has, past tense. No, He is come in the flesh. He came in the flesh and remains in a flesh body that is glorified just like your body and my body is going to be.
Amen.
Amen. That's what's coming. So what is Jesus like? Just let's run a few references now. Go to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. And verse 19. Just give you an idea of this is what Jesus is like, and we will be like Him. In John chapter 20, verse 19, read that. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. Did you get that? It doesn't say anything about Jesus opening the door. You see all these superhero powers you see where they can just walk through solid walls and that sort of thing? That's based on Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the original Superman.
Amen.
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 And Jesus just appeared in their midst. Now, scientists have actually theoretically explained how that can happen. And because if you look at a wall, you see solid, but it isn't solid. In a scientific subatomic level, it's full of holes. Mm-hmm. Nothing is completely solid. You and I are not really completely solid. And there are rays that come from the sun and go pass through our body constantly.
Yeah.
Jesus, in His body, is able to simply pass right through into the presence of these people. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Why? Because the Bible says that's what you and I are going to be like.
Amen.
Your body will be like as unto His body. Let's go to John 21, just over a page, 13 and 14. And this was very important to me, so I hope you get the message here. Read verses 13 and 14. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed Himself to His disciples after that He was risen from the dead. We're going to eat.
Amen.
And I love fish. I love seafood. I love the fresh fish. It don't matter to me. Throw it on the plate. I'm an animal lover. I like it right next to my mashed potatoes. Amen. Jesus ate, you know, all these people, vegetarians and vegans. Jesus wasn't one of you. He ate meat. He ate fish. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you can be a vegan and go to heaven, but just don't push that stuff down my throat.
Right.
You can push steak down my throat. Amen. Amen. Turn a few more pages over to Acts 1. Just a couple more pages. One page for me. Acts 1:9, actually. Oh, I like this. This is Superman stole this. Superman stole this. Acts 1:9. Read that. And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. Mm-hmm. What's the Superman theme? I can't remember. There was no UFO. There was no jet. There was nothing. He wasn't wearing a magnet and being pulled up by magnetism. He could fly, folks.
Yep.
Jesus could fly. That's what it says happened. We shall be like Him.
Amen.
I don't care whether you believe it or not. That's what it says. Amen? Yeah, I'm going to fly away, and I ain't going to have to die to do it. I'm going to be in Jerusalem and decide I want to come over here and see what Ohio is looking like. I'm just going to say, oh, I'll see you guys later. Amen. Oh, yeah. And don't have to worry about being frisked and all that. Like, what's that, TSA and all that?
Yeah.
Now, one more place. One more place. Revelation 1. Revelation 1. And I love this because I tell folks, if you want to see what all the ladies are going to look like in heaven, just look at my wife.
Aww.
Amen. You'll see why. You're going to see why. Revelation 1. I ain't making that up. I did score some points there, I think. But I'm not just making that up, though. Look at Revelation 1, verse 13 says, In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. How many of you have the word Son capitalized? You better or get rid of it. Let's see hands. How many of you have Son, S-O-N, capitalized? If not, you need a different Bible. That's Jesus. The Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle, is around the waist like a belt. Verse 14, read that. His head and his hairs white like wool, as were white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Now look at my wife's hair and tell me, white like wool. Amen. Yeah, people. I'm not kidding you. I think there's something to that. People come up to her constantly and say, "I love your hair." I think there's something subconscious about that. I really do. I know she's probably thinking, "Greg, this is weird. Go on to something else." But I'm telling you, there's a reason why people see that white hair, and it just causes some kind of awe or reverence about it. Well, that's what Jesus' hair looks like. Isn't that what it says? I'm not making it up. We just read it. And in verse 15, read that. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. We shall be like him. That's what it says. Isn't that incredible? Don't you think you got something to be excited about? What in the world?
No, we're still here.
Oh. Dre, you want to turn that back on? I think she meant to do that. Our inheritance is so incredible, we can't even imagine it. You know that song, and I'm not knocking the song, it's actually a pretty good song. I can only imagine. But when I hear that, I want to say, no, you can't. I'm sorry, but no, you can't. You cannot imagine it. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him.
Amen.
You can't imagine it. Everything I told you, God told you, so you'd have some kind of an idea of what's coming. But it still is beyond your imagination. Now, what does the world imagine? Imagine there's no heaven. No hell below us. Remember? That's the theme song of the one world government. Imagine all the people living life in vain. That's talking about us, Christians. You may say, I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. No, because the whole world is going over to that. Maybe someday you will join us and the world will be as one. After the rapture, you can have it. That's what the world imagines. Christians imagine this, and we can't even imagine it. Our home is not going to be something created by a bunch of godless, crooked United Nations leaders. If you are not saved, none of this applies to you. If you are not saved, your home is a place, temporarily, it's a place called hell. And then you're pulled out of hell for the great white throne judgment. And hell and death are cast into a lake of fire. And then those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life are cast into that same lake of fire. And that is your eternal home. Question is, are you saved? That's something only you can answer. Folks, there are going to be people who will play games for years, go to church and play the game, and they're not even saved.
Yeah.
And I can't tell that. That's I only take your word for it. You tell me you believe the gospel and are saved. Have you been saved? Are you a son of God by faith in the gospel of Christ? Have you said, I know I'm a sinner and there's nothing I can do to save myself? There's nothing I can do. So I am trusting only in what Jesus has done, paying the full price for sin, was buried and rose again the third day. He has accomplished all the work that can be done for my salvation. I'm trusting only in Jesus. And if not, you're not saved. And if not, you don't have a mansion with your name on it. If not, you will not be as He is. And that's where we have to leave it for the unsaved. But for the saved, folks, I hope that this has been, even to some of you, may have been a reminder. You've studied these things before. But folks, we're getting ready to go into the dark ages. We are entering a new dark age. You better make your salvation sure and have your mind set for heaven.
Amen.
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 Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this, all these passages that teach us all these wonderful truths, that as adopted sons of God, we have this wonderful inheritance. And Lord, I pray that folks here have put those verses in mind. And Lord, that we'll take what we learned this morning and carry it with us and allow the Word of God to be an encouragement to us. Father, that we'll live lives that are pleasing to You. Lives that when it all is said and done, on judgment, we will not just be saved so as by fire. But that everyone in this room will have rewards that we can then cast at the Savior's feet and give Jesus all the glory. What a day that'll be. Thank You, Jesus. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go ahead and sing that. I think it's page 50.
Promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Bible Believers Fellowship is excited to announce our new internet outreach ministry at bbfohioradio.com, where all of our recorded messages will air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can be heard by anyone on planet Earth with an internet connection. bbfohioradio.com is another free ministry outreach providing non-stop, uninterrupted, commercial-free Bible teaching, where the only ads you'll hear are from Bible Believers Fellowship, and all the teaching is provided without charge from the authorized King James Bible as taught by Pastor Greg Miller, Elder Mike Kaler, and other guest teachers. So visit bbfohioradio.com and share that website address on your own Facebook, Twitter, email, or other internet account as we continue preaching the Word until Jesus raptures us out of here.